This place is amazing.
All right, the pilot, show number 29.
Fonzo. Pilot, man, and we have somebody driving a boat, so it's not a pilot.
Sorry. The show number 29,
The Gondolier.
You know what? We couldn't start with the opening, traditional opening of the canned beer, but you know what?
We'll edit that in, maybe.
I am holding a flashlight because we're on a goddamn gondolier for this show.
Gondola. We're on a gondola.
We're not holding the gondolier. He weighs about a solid 170. We're not holding him.
I don't think we can hold him down. and he has an oar. Yeah, that's he might right. beat us with it.
That's right. Fonzo, wow, show number 29.
Can you believe we're on a boat?
I cannot. I can't believe we've made it 29 shows, actually.
Right? Man, I can't believe my liver made it this long.
Nonetheless, continued success. And thanks again, all you guys who keep listening. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, on the way over here, I saw somebody, what's the show going to be about today? I was like, yes! That was awesome. Thanks.
That's right.
Thanks to all the listeners out there.
So let's get started. We are in Naples, Long Beach, here out and we're hanging out on a gondola.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time you're always telling me, go to Naples Rib Company, go to Naples Rib Company. I still haven't gone, but now I'm on a gondola, so I'm getting closer to the Naples Rib Company, so it should be pretty cool.
Yeah, we're here, we are using a gondola getaway, not gondola gateway, gondola getaway, and Drew, what's going on, Drew?
Buonasera. Good evening, Italian out there.
Drew not only is a gondolier for our show today, but honestly, I swear to God, he can run for mayor in this town, dude. I swear to God, everyone knows
Everybody
this,
knows
Vote for me.
1923.
Drew, how's it going, man?
It's good. Dude, I'm stoked to be here.
Dude, yes. Thank you so much, man. Thanks for making this happen. This is fucking pretty cool.
I think my girl's going to be pissed off that I'm on a gondola without her.
With me?
With you. Some Miller Lights.
So long you don't go home singing Return of the Mac, then she's going to fucking think differently.
Or start speaking Italian.
Yeah. Not only are we here.
Buonasera, baby.
You know how like some shows, like the heavy metal show or just a bunch of talk shows, they have a live studio audience?
Yeah.
Audience means more than one. We have a live studio guest.
We
right?
do, yeah.
We have Nick. Nick, what's going on?
How's it going?
Love it.
World, how's it going? You know what? You know, World, not only are you in for a surprise, because not only is Nick a person, he's Italian.
Buonasera.
So not only are we on a gondola, but we have an
Italian. That's awesome.
This is pretty much as Italian as it can get. For
all we need
Italy.
Is some ravioli or something like that.
Something like that. I'm sure Nick can figure that out.
A little Chef Boyardee.
There you go.
Now it's a party.
Hey, Nick, thanks for coming on to the show, too, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks. I love the shirt.
Yeah, his shirt.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know. He will be our bartender for the evening.
Actually, yes. He came with stripes. This is my resignation, and he starts rowing tonight.
Yeah. All right. Well, Fonz, man, let's get into the show.
Let's
what
do this.
A freaking last couple of weeks. Our last show was posted September 2nd with Karina from The Moan. But that was like 3 weeks ago. We're a little behind. What's been going on?
We're working on our shirts, trying to get our shirts going. You were with me. Come on, you know. But everybody, shirts are on the way. Trying to get that shit together. We bought some shirts, so right now they're blacked out. But we'll get to it.
We got the shirts. We got our logo. We just can't put them together.
Yeah.
But we have the shirts. You guys are all welcome to have one. All listeners, right now, if you want a blank black T-shirt, but
represent our show.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll get that. We'll get that underway. What an experience, man. What an experience. To me, T-shirts is like doing something online and then just clicking the put. Clicking the submit button, and then our shirt should come in. But we're doing it old school style.
We're doing it like punk style, right?
Yeah, we're
just
doing
trying to get our shit together.
You know what? We started by our morning by going down to downtown LA to the fashion district. We ended up buying the shirts there.
Yeah. That place awesome. Is insane, right?
Yeah, I don't even remember the name of the place, but it was like fucking everyone was going. I felt we bought a big order, but I felt our order was minuscule. People were buying like I'll buy like 150 shirts.
Yeah,
blah,
like
blah.
Like the, one of the guys told us, hey, if you buy like a big majority, just you know, talk to the manager and then maybe she'll hook you up.
And I said, oh, I am. Yeah, I'm planning to.
And I was like, Walter, that's not a big. He's like, oh, maybe 100, 200. He's like,
minimum 300.
Yeah, it's like, no, that's not a big order.
300 a grand. I was like, yeah, that's.
It's like, Walter's like, I'm big time. 100. Give me 200. Fuck it. I'm big time.
Dude, I know. That, I seriously.
And I was like, oh, Walt, you're embarrassed.
It's good to get humbled. It's good to get humbled. But you know what? We got that done. And then we
just
went.
One step closer.
One step closer. And you know, the fashion district is funny, man. And then we went to go look for the frames. We went to Mr. What's the name of the ink? The t-shirt supply store?
McLogan's.
McLogan's is the name of this t-shirt supply store where they sell the ink. They sell all sorts of stuff. And I love the way the building's decorated. If you've been on my Instagram, you've probably seen I took a couple pictures. It literally looks, the parking lot looks like you're on a set of a Hollywood studio.
Yeah, the mural on the wall, the graffiti on there is amazing, dude. It's just like they took, like, Picasso went out there and started painting and shit. You know, it's just insane the talent of these graffiti artists in LA, man. It's insane.
And it makes you appreciate street art because street art, it's not the same if you're looking at it on the internet. It's better when you see it on the street.
Yeah.
So street art is fucking cool and it's alive and it's thriving in LA and it's pretty cool. And I don't mean fucking tagging. I mean street art.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
I like murals more than just somebody putting their name on there. And the fact that I can't read it. You know, sometimes they do their name so, like, obscure that it just, like, I can't read
you
that
can't
shit.
Read
what the
it.
Fuck
yeah,
are you doing?
Exactly. But, no, that was cool. We went to Mr. Logan's, and then we went to, let me tell you, my favorite breakfast joint now of all time, Grand Central Market. I don't know anywhere else at before noon you can buy incredible Mexican food with beer.
Right? Yeah, and like, every there you see every kind of person there, like the hipsters, the little Mexican family having breakfast. There's a line for breakfast. Like, there's a
tourist.
Like, every kind of person that you can think of is out there just grubbing down, dude.
Dude, you know what it felt like? It felt like I walked into the bar in Star Wars. So, and I felt like that's to me, seriously to me, I was like, oh, I'm home. it was awesome. But like, so yeah, tell everyone. So we got the Mexican food, but what else is at Grand Central Market?
There's,
why should people go?
Oh man, there's every kind of food that you can think of. There's Thai, there's Chinese, there's like five different or six different Mexican foods. There's some amazing ice cream that I told Walter about. Right, Walt?
Oh, for sure.
That Mexican ice cream or the ice cream place?
I had what you called ethnic cookies and cream. It was fucking awesome. Let me explain why, Fonz. The cookie part was churro. Like, you know, you buy the cinnamon sticks, it was churro. And the ice cream part, the cream part was like, I don't know if you've had like the Mexican, like this, the cakes, and they have the leche.
The tres leches cakes and stuff.
It was ice cream of that. So it was like, that was cookies and cream. Yeah. It was like, I told the cashier lady, I'm like, wow, how much for this crack? Because it was fucking amazing.
And that's
dude.
After Walter, me and Walter ordered two tacos, right? All right, two tacos and a torta for us to share. So
because
that doesn't
we're
seem
have
like
a light
much,
breakfast.
Right? So we're like, oh, we'll probably eat later on. So no, nothing. But on the tacos that they gave us two extra tortillas. So we made six tacos because the tacos themselves had already two tortillas on it, right?
Here's the shit. It's like
so we made six tacos out of those two tacos.
When you think of a tortilla on top of a taco, it's like, oh, it's just a filler. It's cheap. They're trying to fill you up.
Yeah.
No, you really need it because it's like they stack like just gondola loads of freaking
nice,
meat
I like that.
on the tortilla. It was incredible. Grand Central Market. I believe it's on, is it on Main Street?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
on Main Street,
Main Street
and what, like
and
maybe?
Like Broadway. It's in between those two streets and I think it's like second, yeah.
If you find yourself, because you have to run an errand in downtown or you got kidnapped and were left for dead somewhere in downtown, just get up and go to Grand Central Market for breakfast or anytime, really, because it's incredible. It's like a freaking smorgasbord of just food. I loved it, man. Thanks for taking me out there.
No problem, man.
But the trip wasn't done there, right? Anytime I feel like, because I'm in Long Beach, anytime I get any remote remotely close to like just LA, Hollywood, anywhere that area, it's like, okay, cool, I'm close enough. Let's go to Amoeba.
Yeah, you're like, oh, we'll just let's just go to movie. Let's just start going that way and we'll come back. And it's like, Walter's like in his head is just amoeba. That way it means amoeba.
It does. I love right? amoeba. It's the greatest place on the planet.
Oh man, and it's that place is insane. It's if you're a music fan, you have to go to Amoeba Music.
I've been to the one in Berkeley, and it doesn't know justice. Well, Berkeley has a bunch of different music stores, but the Amoeba one is just the bee's fucking knees, dude. It's fucking great. I found this like James Brown album that I've never seen in my life, and it was just live, and I heard it on the way home. It was great. It's fucking, I loved it. It was cool. I like Amoeba. And then we ended up at the shortstop.
Oh, the shortstop. Yeah, it's like if you're a Dodger fan, you have to stop by the shortstop.
Shortstop is located on 1455 Sunset Boulevard, and it's in vicinity to Dodger Stadium. But we have actually everyone on this boat has a connection to the shortstop. All of us know a guy, and I'm just going to call this old gentleman Larry, that I think you guys know. Dude,
Larry.
We're just going to call him Larry, and Larry is an
old... Is he a cancer?
He's an old...
My name is Larry.
And I'm a cancer.
I'm a cancer, sorry.
Larry's an old retired LAPD from like the late 70s. And it used to be the old cop bar, the shortstop. It used to be old cop bar. And so I'm there and I text him, right? I go, Larry, man, I'm here at the shortstop. And he's like, hey, why don't you look at the front door? Does it still have the bullet hole? I'm like, what are you talking about? So I freaking go check, and sure enough, there was a little hole, right? And
on
I
the
go,
door, right?
On the door, yeah. And I was like, I wonder if that's a bullet hole. Wow, were bullets that small in the late 70s? Anyway, so I go, yeah, Larry, and I send him a picture, and he's like, dude, he told us a story that at the shortstop one time, and it's a cop bar. Some guy tried to rob the place. He didn't know that it was a cop bar, so he showed up with a fake gun under his shirt, and he said, he was going to hold up the place. He walked in. He's like, everyone, put your hands in the air. Give me your money. Blah, blah, blah. This and that. And everyone's looking at him. I'm like, are you the dumbest person in the planet? So he's like, give me your fucking money right now. Anyway, shit hit the fan. So the off-duty cop, without even flinching or anything, he's just like, fuck it. Bah, bah. Shot the dude. And then everyone's like, so who's calling the cops?
He's like, find out who's working right now.
Find out who's working because we're all in here. Yeah. So that bullet hole, dude, is still there. The guy died. You can find this story. And you can find this story online. And it's at the shortstop out on Sunset. And anyway, so I text him. He told me that. He's like, hey, by the way, do me a favor. Go to the back of the bar. Is there a picture of the old gang at the Monster Manor? It's this house out in Echo Park where all the LAPD used to hang. And so I asked the bartender to look for us. He's like, I don't think so. And then he walked around and then he's like, hey, dude, that picture's in the back. It's still here. So sure enough, it was all his old buddies, dude. So that Larry was just like, I was like communicating with him through the phone. He's like, check this, check that. This bar is like a legendary. It's a really cool bar, and so it was kind of cool to be back there and being like, it's like Morgan Freeman on my phone narrating like the history of the bar, dude. It was actually pretty cool. But that was our LA trip, and I love LA, but I have a bubble out here in Long Beach. But I love every time I go to LA, it's awesome, dude.
And then I mean, if you guys listen to the show, I always talk about Grill-A-Mall.
Grill-A-Mall.
Grill-A-Mall is a burger spot in Alhambra, and they're like all metal. It's about metal in there. Right, so they have like Metallica. Well, the name Grill-A-Mall itself is a wordplay on Kill-A-Mall, Metallica's song, right? I mean, Metallica album.
But they got like the Alice Cooper, the Dee Snider.
And they have the Behemoth. That's what you got, right?
The Behemoth is a bacon cheeseburger, but the buns are grilled cheese sandwiches. So two grilled cheese sandwiches on top and the bottom. It's fucking, it's incredible.
So dude. I had the Dee Snider, which is the dude from Twisted Sister.
Twisted Sister, yeah.
So my burger had peanut butter, jelly, bacon, and sriracha. Amazing burger.
That's fucking
dude.
Awesome.
I mean, I've been there a bunch of times, but I don't think I could.
You had me at sriracha.
Yeah, right? I don't think I can ever go back and order anything else from that place.
That shit was good.
That peanut butter and jelly. I mean, you guys didn't taste it. I mean, we were trying to share it, but it's like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
You guys got to taste it. You're like, no, I'm cool. No, you got to taste. No, no, I'm cool.
No,
all
I
right.
tried it. I tried it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
man,
good.
That shit was amazing.
Hell yeah. Grill them all. Alhambra, Amoeba in Hollywood, Shortstop in LA, Grand Central Market downtown. Yeah, the pilot show number 29. We're here with Drew. Drew, how you holding up, man?
The I'm Gondolier good. Show number 29.
The Gondolier show.
I like
hey,
it.
Man, we are in
we're in Naples Canal.
In the bee's knees of Naples, dude. What's up? Tell us a little bit about where we
are. We're going to start me off talking right here with the oldest house here in the canals. This house right here was built 107 years ago.
Oh,
1907. It's actually older than the canals themselves. The canals weren't finished until about the 30s. This thing was finished in 1907, like I said. It's actually a two-part little thing. It's the only house here that doesn't have to pay any property tax in
what?
All of the Naples, in all the canals.
Are you serious?
Period. So when they built the canals, was he like, you're fucking out
actually,
my property?
You think so, but this actually used to be an old duck hunting lodge when all this used to be marshlands. The canals were actually man-made. To the left of it used to be the barn. And
oh,
you know,
I see it.
Back then, downtown Long Beach was Long Beach. And so they had a little buggy that they would take, horse and buggy, all the way to downtown just to get into the city. Remember, they didn't have Second Street to go party on and stuff. So it used to be the barn. Now it's just the garage. When you get something that is no property tax, it comes with a bunch of rules. One of them is every time he refurbishes it, he has to do exactly the same way it was.
Really?
Can't change it at all. They're redoing the deck up top right there. He also has to open it up a certain amount of hours every year just to the public. But again, no property tax here in Naples Canals. Winning.
So he has to open the house for the public to walk in.
Exactly.
But he also gets no property tax.
Exactly.
Dude, yeah, anyone can walk into my house, dude, too. For no property tax. I'm cool
right?
with that. I'll leave my chonies and my socks on the floor.
Exactly.
Dude.
It's a beautiful house. And
yeah, it's
like
gorgeous.
Said, think of that.
And can he charge?
No.
Okay, damn it. Loophole. I was thinking loophole right
I don't
there.
Think this guy needs to. It's a beautiful house.
That is awesome.
Right across from it, right now it looks kind of mundane and beat up and quiet. But during Christmas time, these canals actually light up like the Vegas Strip. And this guy built all his Christmas decorations by wood by himself. He's got a giant life-size roller coaster, probably about 20 feet long in his front yard. This place lights up. So if you're walking around here, definitely come check this guy out.
Dude, yeah, hell yeah. And so, Gondola Getaway.
Exactly.
On Ocean in Naples.
Exactly. We're actually the oldest gondola business, modern gondola business here in the U.S., not even California, but the U.S. Been around for about 33 years. The owner started Mike O'Toole and Dave Black at USC for a marketing project, and he actually got a C on this beautiful business. They didn't think it was gonna work. But that teacher was sure showed something.
Well,
this business is
get it. He got a C. We're on water.
By the way, for all you out there that might not know what a gondola is, picture Italy, long black boat from Venice. You guys might be living in a mountain town. It's different than the gondola ski lift. This is actually a real gondola. So just throwing that out there in case you're trying to picture what this thing looks like. Long black boat, stripes. Beautiful
hey,
curly locks.
Hey, you know what? I was one of them, and I was doing my homework, and I noticed that. Have you heard of punting?
Punting. Okay, I think that's a British thing, correct?
No, it's the difference between being in a gondola or a gondolier and a punter is that a punter uses a pole because they're
so
only on shallow
why
water.
Why I say a British thing is that, yeah, they're known as called British punts. So I'm actually rowing with one oar, the exact same Venetian style the gondolas would. This is not on a Disneyland track. I'm actually rowing these guys, and I'm not pushing off the bottom. Now, a gondola is actually shaped a little, it's not symmetrical. It has a nice curve to it to balance out the one oar that I'm actually pushing. So in a weird way, if you
but
think about
it. But it's symmetrical to the naked eye.
Exactly. Anybody walking by would not know the difference. But to learn how to row the Venetian style takes a long time. The better the gondolier, the actually less you will notice that he's not going in a straight line. You're actually going left, and then you're pulling the boat back right. So, to the naked eye, it looks like you're going straight. So, you're almost doing kind of a weird dance move with the blade. It's a unique trait. It took a long time for people to actually master this.
So, yeah, the gondola, old as fucking floating device.
They've actually been around since the 16th century.
Yeah. I even got here in the early 1000s that there's a mention of a gondola in a letter in a Venetian paper.
And actually, in a weird way, it does not sound good to say this verbally, but it's the best way to put it. Gondolas are more of a glorified taxi service, and that takes a lot of the fun out of it. Here in today's world, they are a romantic cruise that you will never see anywhere else.
Yeah.
But in actual Venice, to get from point A to point B, you would used to hop on a gondola before the invention of, you know, charter boats and party boats and stuff like that.
So what was the deal with the, like, the whole outfit and stuff? Like, is that a uniform? Like,
dude, that's just what he wears all the time, man.
I never
fucking
changed clothes.
Drew Ross.
So the stripes in the gondolier do have a meaning. And actually, that's the one question I'm surprised you asked. I don't know about these things. But the stripes might have a meaning, but the black boat definitely signifies something, too. There's different. Nobody actually knows why gondolas are black, but it is illegal to put a different colored boat in Venice, Italy, that's not black for gondolas.
Oh, sure. Okay.
A lot of it has to do with it could be the Pope did something back in the day. Another version is it was the tar to seal the boat so it wouldn't fill it with water, made them black. But today's world, it is the law to make them all black. By the way, real quick, if you look to the left, you see a giant life-size Bob the Big Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling a burger now, right?
I'm Italian food do burger.
So let's wow. You know what, Fonz? I'm going to sit and enjoy this. Let's go to a break. We're back.
Dude, yeah, man. I'm enjoying this. I like this.
This is like, you know, I like, this is like Alice in Wonderland. This is like
falling down the rabbit hole.
You know, falling down the rabbit hole, exactly.
Who needs Venice and the flights and the delays
and the
language
space,
and the food.
And then you buy clothes and it's too tight, like, yeah, or it's too long.
And then asking directions and you don't know where you're going. And the floods that happen over there.
You know,
I like it here better.
That's what we say now until we're there.
But I'm on a gondola right now,
actually,
so I'm going to keep saying that.
I mean, Venice, Italy has a bunch of good stuff going for them, but here's why we're winning. This water is actually clean. You can jump in it, fall in it, whatever you're going to do in it right now, and it's clean. It doesn't smell. In Venice, they've been using it as their sewage since the 16th century. So think about that.
Shit.
Well, and I mean, if you're a history buff, maybe you want to jump in it.
Yeah, just to be part of history. I don't know.
I was like, oh, shit. Yes. Oh, shit, really?
It smells terrible.
And if you guys just tuned in, which you wouldn't because it's a podcast, not a radio show. Drew, friggin' the future mayor of Long Beach, or the future mayor of the third district in Long Beach, here with Gondola Getaways. We're on Gondola
I heard
Getaways.
They're working on a statue for him in Naples Island.
That's what I hear.
I hear they're going to make it 5'7", though, so I'm pretty pumped.
Drew, man, you've been just drilling us. This tour is awesome, man. It's not like I'm just taking you through the water. Here you are. This is pretty. You're kind of just dropping facts, and that's kind of what you do, right, Drew?
Exactly. I just spew up facts and fiction left and right. Most of it's real. Some of it's so – I've said it so many times.
Hey, man, like I said, it's fact now because now it's documented, dude.
Exactly.
So it's all good. So we're continuing on this gondolier – on the gondola ride in Naples. And what else do you got for us?
Well, again, this is a long black boat, and I always recommend this to people. It's very – it just screams romance, this business. You know, you got to have a date that you've been dating her for a year or two. Definitely take her on one of these things. Definitely not a first date kind of cruise because now you're going to have to top this. Brownie points like no other. But where we're at right now is actually at the oldest bridge in the canals. This is one of the original ones as a center divider. This one comes with a lot of fun stories. This one is the one where we've had gondoliers fall in. Picture your guy in the stripes falling off the boat and having to row the rest soaking wet.
Well, accidentally, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
This is another one where we've had... This is a fun topic. Let's talk about proposals.
Ooh, proposals.
Will you marry me? Not all go correct. Or planned with a nice, beautiful yes.
Or a nice, beautiful woman.
Exactly, exactly. This one actually was a no. This one was a yes, but it was probably one of the weirdest proposals I've ever seen.
Uh-oh, okay. One more thing really quick. It's pretty cool. You'll see when you talk, the echoes. That's awesome because we're under the bridge. Sorry, go for it.
Exactly. And by the way, some of the gondolers do sing. So it's like singing in the shower. So when they get underneath the bridges, the acoustics just sound amazing. But anyways, this guy wanted to propose to his longtime girlfriend. So what he did is he hired a scuba diver to hang out underwater at the bottom of the bay underneath this bridge. They come under here, the gondola's singing his song, Volare, That's Amore, whatever he's singing. And Scuba Steve pops up Scuba with Steve. A tray holding the ring at night. The poor girl screams out of pure fear, not out of happiness, because she didn't know what was happening. Thank God when she finally figured it out, she said yes. But still, one of the weirdest proposals I've ever seen. Now, one of the most recent proposals on this bridge I have to talk
now,
about.
Now, wait, did the scuba Steve, was he talking in Adam Sandler?
No,
like that?
No, I just called him Scuba Steve.
I'll show you later, Mr. Penguin.
But the same bridge, 2 weeks ago, I had a cruise, and he wanted to propose. This young guy, he's probably like 28 years old. I think.
Oh, no.
He was
20?
He was 28. Oh, he was okay. Young, but you know the right.
Oh,
but
no. Oh,
he
okay.
was nervous as can be. His family and her family, he had it all set up, came with a giant banner. And they dropped it, and the banner would say, "Will you marry me?" So, I mean, they didn't drop it, but they dropped the bottom half so he could say it. What they didn't know is they dropped it for the wrong gondola. So this guy is out
wait
here.
A minute, your name's not Will?
Yeah. So this guy's out here with his date, thinking he's just, you know, I'm winning right now. I have a, you know, my date, taking her out. And then "Will you marry me?" pops up on the banner. She gets so confused and excited, and I've never seen this guy go, no, that quick. He was not ready. He was definitely not proposing that night.
Dude, that sounds like something we need to start doing.
Setting up
shop.
Hang out right here and just drop.
That'd be hilarious.
This is our last one. I want a divorce.
Let's see, more proposals. I've had proposals where he is asked, like a normal person, on his knee, and she goes, "No." Now, if we want to talk about awkward.
That's bad enough,
now,
though, right?
Picture a server in a restaurant. I don't care about them. Picture me.
A server?
Server.
Oh, sorry. Got you.
Red wine, you know.
No, it's cool.
Say, a server in a restaurant would just go, "You know what? I'll give you guys a couple minutes." What am I going to do? I'm probably about a foot and a half away from them, and we still have 50 minutes left of a cruise. I just start pumping. I've never rowed this fat boat so fast in my life. That is probably the most awkward experience of my life, and it's happened multiple times.
Oh, wow.
Do you lose count of many, like, proposals?
Yeah, I've been doing this for about 12 years. Okay. And you're like, "Oh my God, 12 years, how do you do that?" No, some of the guys here have been here for 25 years, wow. 22 years, 18 years. Like I said, we are rowing the Venetian style. We're not pushing off. So they love it that we still live close because it's too hard to train someone else to come row these boats quickly.
You know what? You're right, man. I was looking at what it takes to be a Venetian gondolier, which I imagine there's some similarities with being a gondolier in general. It's like, yeah, you have to know, there's training on how to row for the gondolier because, like you said, that it needs to feel like you're going in a straight line when you're not. It's this plethora of things that you need to learn.
Someone told me once that it takes 2 months to learn how to row the boat. It takes 2 years to learn how to row the boat straight. And it takes 20 years to actually know how to really row this boat. It takes a lot of skill. You have to know how to read the wind, the water, everything. Speaking of Venice and gondoliers, you know, I'm 27 years old. I've been doing this since I was about 16. When we were about 18, 19 years old, we're like, "Hey, why don't we actually move to Italy and become gondoliers? I mean, what else is going to get us laid? That would definitely work." We realized we can't. You have to be born into it there. It's all passed down from family to family, and every gondolier there actually owns his own gondola.
You're saying that you have to be born into it,
and that's how it's always been. So they don't accept anyone new.
What?
So you can't be an A-book?
Now, there is one thing.
They do accept them new. They just got to be.
There is one thing we can do, and we've actually been doing it for about 27 years here. It's called the Voga Longa. It's a giant race in Italy every May or June with thousands and thousands of gondolas in remembrance of when they used to boycott steam and motor-powered boats.
In the late 1800s.
Whenever steam engines started coming. I don't know the date, so if that was it, that's definitely it. So what you would go, it's kind of like Spain has Running with the Bulls. Venice has the Vogelonga. It's, I believe, a 15-mile. I could be wrong in the number, but it's a long race.
Wait, Spain has it?
You know how Spain's known for Running with the Bulls?
Yeah.
Italy is known for the Vogelonga. That's their signature thing.
Got it.
And so you go there, and now it's 2014, so you'll see kayaks and canoes and stand-up paddle boards. But it's anything that is a man-powered boat, mostly gondolas there. So this boat right now, we have three of us in here, but we would take out the seats, and we'd have four gondoliers. We'd have me in the back rowing, and then everyone else facing forward with a gondola to the left, another one to the right over there, another one far left up there, just pumping this boat, you know, as fast as it can go. It's a long race, but it's unlike any other race where it's like start to finish for time. It's just to finish. You take a couple stops at the local bars, which are there, and you pull the boat right up to, go out and drink, get back in, keep going. But it's quite the sight to see if you ever get a chance to see.
Some of the gondoliers for the Voga what?
Vogelonga.
Do you ever lose some of the gondoliers for the Vogelonga after a couple bars trying to pump for the Labia Majora? Because the way you said that, fucking, I went right back into fucking ninth grade, dude. I went right back. I'm sorry. And I bet it's fucking held in high regard in Italy, but I swear to God, it brought me back to ninth grade. And I was just like looking at your face, dude. And I was like, no, this guy, like, we are learning here in the fucking gondola number 29. Jesus fucking Elvis Christ.
I think we all get lost to that.
Okay, well, all right. Well, you know what, though? Then
that's a great way not to, like, finish a race, right?
It's a great way to come in last. It's a fucking great way to come in last.
If you're going to lose that way.
Hey, Drew, well said. Nick, how are you doing now?
I'm doing great. That was that was great. I'm having a great time. I'm laughing a lot, and it's been great.
Nick, thank you for supplying us with the beverages for the day, and we appreciate your hard work and for being here and for, you know what, dude, he's bringing credibility to the show.
Yeah, we're straight up.
He's
Italian.
Telling.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to get the beer and wine on time.
Drew, I got a question for you. So, does gondola getaway? Are they open during the holidays?
So
like
this
4th of July, have you ever done something? Because
actually,
4th of July in this neighborhood
you just
is
mentioned
out of control.
The one holiday we're actually closed. The one day out of the year we're closed. And I'll tell you why. This boat is extremely slow. 4th of July here in Long Beach, California is like a mini Havasu. Everybody's out in their boats. They're drinking. They're having a great time.
That's why I asked that question.
Now, where we're at right now, like I said, there are canals. On or 4th of July, there's a giant water balloon fight between both sides of the canals. Kids, adults, teenagers. Now, we are the slowest moving target. So if we came that day, we would just be nailed. So that you chose the one day to see if we're open, we're actually close. To my left, we actually have a gondolier named Tyson. We just shipped over from Italy. Tyson, say hello.
Tyson!
He doesn't know any English. That's how Italian people
That's
is.
All right.
He makes his own pasta. Eat it too.
That's awesome.
Anyway, so the 4th of July is the one day we're actually closed. We might be closed Halloween evening as well, just because people seem to drop pumpkins off the bridges. Again, we're the slowest moving target. But every other day of the year, we are open. Now, this business does come with seasons like any other business. Probably the most popular is the 3 months of summer for the seasons. You have 3 months of warm weather here in Southern California. You can go out till, 8:30 and the sun's still up. But actually, even cooler than that is the whole month of December. This whole place lights up like the Vegas Strip. Lights everywhere. They have a Christmas boat parade, usually about the second week of December. And there's a light competition that same night. We get to reap all the benefits by just cruising through here. So if you want something you've never seen before, come out here that day. Sweet. Also, for the last day of the year that, we got all of summer, we have all of December, and then Valentine's Day.
Oh,
Valentine's Day, couples
over.
Love this boat.
So Valentine's Day, how early do you have to make reservations?
Actually, for December, you need to start booking July 1st. Well, that's when we open up the books. For Valentine's Day, I think we open it up January 1st.
Speaking of which, Drew, you're having something coming up pretty soon, right? In the next couple of months, December and leading up to with the boat parade. Tell the listeners about that.
We actually lead the boat parade. Here we take all the city council members and we stick them on the gondolas. And like I said, it's a huge boat parade and we have 12 gondolas. We'll stick them all in front and the gondolas do a little nice little spin dance type thing every other bridge. But it's, you know, something you won't see anywhere else. 12 Venetian gondolas with city council members.
Dude, that's awesome. That's pretty cool.
Usually about the second week of December, depending on the tide.
Drew, I already, based on the limited knowledge of everything in general, I'm going to go ahead and nominate you the best gondolier on the planet. And we have a new council member. Susie Price is a new councilwoman. How are you going to impress her with your gondoliering skills?
Do you see these beautiful curly locks?
I don't have to say anything. She just needs to see them.
I got you. All right. That's it. That's all I was asking. It's the locks. Hey, you'll give her the key to your locks.
Exactly.
Exactly. I love it.
I'm full
love
of puns,
it.
Ladies and gentlemen. I'm full of puns.
Valentine's Day, though, has a fun history here. A couple years ago, let's say 10, I can't remember the exact date, we had a gondolier who wanted to see how many cruises he could actually row in a row. And each cruise is a little under an hour, about 55 minutes to an hour. And I think he did 18 cruises. So, guys, that's 18 hours in a row. And this guy, he's a great guy, but he's kind of weird. Everyone liked to mess with him.
He should be weird.
No,
get this. Fucking
he
18
was so
hours.
Weird that the next year, just to piss him off, they wanted to beat his record. So two guys got together and they did a full 24 hours in a row.
But two guys.
No. They both did it. So each gondolier, he did 24 hours and this gondolier did 24 hours. That's 24 hours of rowing. When they went to sleep the next day or night, whenever they started, they said they woke up with their hands like in the shape of a C, like around the oar.
We
were open
God.
At 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. What we did is we opened it up to the public, we advertised it, and then let's say they didn't have a 2 o'clock, someone else would give them their 2 o'clock. We made sure they completed their goal. But again,
sweet.
24 hours of rowing.
Of who gondoliering.
Else? Of gondoliering. That's 24 Italian songs.
Oh, wow.
24 large pizzas.
That's 24 Mel Torme tracks.
24 Andre Bocelli's.
By the way, you can't or 24 Will Ferrell impersonating
Boats
Andre
Bocelli. Boats and hoes. You can't see it right now, but there's a pirate hidden at Treasure Island.
Oh, man.
Standing in the corner.
That's pretty dope. All right. You know what? You just took us through the neighborhood, and you told us about the ins and outs of being a gondolier and the incredibleness that Gondolier Getaway has to offer. Gondola Getaways, how long have you been doing this? Or how long has Gondola Getaways been in existence?
We've been around probably for, I think, 33 years.
33 years?
We're the first one in California. We started with a couple dories. Dories are lifeguard rowboats. Our owner actually didn't know what gondolas were at the time. Somehow came up with this idea that was, it worked. One of them had, I could be wrong, but an electric engine. The other one was a rowboat. Did it for a couple years, made some money because it's a cool idea. And then he went to Italy and realized how wrong he was with gondolas were. Bought a couple boats, came back here, got a couple made here, and this fleet has grown. This is the biggest fleet in the United States of gondolas you'll ever find.
Sweet. Wow. I know there's some in, like, in the Midwest.
Now a bunch of businesses have popped
up. But they're not as big.
Exactly. Right? A bunch of businesses have popped up, but our location here in Long Beach, we actually are blessed with the canals. You're not going to find that anywhere else.
One, two, three, four. Across the seven continents, known in every land, recognized by every woman, child, man, child, and man. For such a big that you'd be surprised that he never had his picks up taken. But if you doubt his existence, then my friend, you are mistaken. Yes, I want to walk around the world with big butt. Don't you walk around the world with big butt? I want to know what a big butt can show me, and I want to see just what a big butt can be. Want to walk around the world with big butt? Don't you walk around the world with big butt?
All right, well, Fonz.
Damn, isn't this amazing, dude? We're on a freaking gondola in Long Beach, hanging out. Pilot show number 29. Gondola show number 29.
This is gondola show number 29. Drew and Gondola Getaways, they've been extremely generous with what they've been doing, and they're fucking awesome. And then we even have our own bartender in here.
Right.
Nick the Italian, man. It's fucking great, dude. Fonz, dude, I, you know, so one of the things we said is like we should come up with fun facts.
Yeah,
I
right?
got some fun facts for you, of the month. That was what I themed my fun facts.
Oh, your fun facts? I was like, oh, I just got some fun facts off the blue, but go for it. Do it.
Well, I can tell you that the birthstone for September is sapphire. Probably a lot of people know that. But the birth flower of September is the morning glory. I didn't know you can pick flowers to get morning glory. I thought you can deflower to get morning glory.
And the walk of shame?
And the walk of shame. That should be a flower,
that should
too,
be a
right?
flower, right? That'd be amazing.
That's probably October. What you got?
I got, McDonald's and, like, Starbucks, they buy, like, these chairs that are called, they have, like, low butt ratings. Like, low butt ratings so that you won't stay too long.
What?
So you could be uncomfortable,
so you
right?
get the hell out of there.
Yeah, so you can just buy it. I was
I
like,
know that.
I just normally leave because the food sucks. They don't have to do that. They could just get some comfortable chairs. I'm gone because the food
fun.
Sucks anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
There's no grill them all.
Butt ratings, that's too much.
Yeah, what are you thinking about that? Maybe make your food suck. Oh, well, it does. So
no, it's
I'm
good.
Leaving anyway.
Food sucking makes the butt rating up.
Yeah.
It's 100%.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter what kind of chair you have.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the this month, Fonzo, is the National All-American Breakfast Month.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, this month, September, is the National All-American.
What is an All-American breakfast, do you know?
Well, you know, according to what most Americans look like that I see in the morning at the gas station, it's 100 ounces of Mountain Dew and a Snickers bar. Oh. So if you want to really celebrate the National American Breakfast
Mountain
Month, 100 ounces of Mountain Dew and a Snickers bar, dude.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Well, still American.
I'm gonna take an international. So there's this Chinese guy. He's a billionaire investor and everything.
Well, like
he's
Boku
money, right?
Yeah.
So I believe in the your name is your destiny type of thing, right?
Okay.
So his name is Li Ka-ching.
No, it's not.
I swear to God, look it up. Google it. Li Ka-ching. Ka-ching.
What?
That's his name. Billionaire.
Damn.
So maybe name your kids that, you know?
I'm going to name my kid Money. I'm not going to call him bills or debt. I'm going to call him Money.
I'm going to call him lots of money.
Lots of. That's it. That's if it's
so,
a girl.
So,
if
you
it's
know,
a girl, it'd be lots of. If it's a guy, it'd just be money.
But I feel bad for like people named like fucking Dick Hurts, Bend Over, Harry Bush, Low Doe.
There are people like that.
And I swear to God, in Monterey Park, there's a doctor named Dr. Wang, OBGYN.
Oh, my God!
Right? Dr. Wang, OBGYN, Monterey Park. Look it up. He's in there. And then there's this principal that I read about. His name is Dr. Dickoff. He's got a daughter named Tara.
Tara
Dickoff.
Oh!
She's never going to get a
you
fucking
know what?
Boyfriend.
On that same note, dude, September is also in America the National Chicken Month.
What?
Yeah.
Is there a national chicken?
Yeah. It's just chicken. It's
like
just like celebrate the chicken. It's National
Boy
Chicken
Loco.
Month. So feel free to choke it. And if you don't have one, choke someone else. They deserve it.
Hey, the NFL is taking advantage of that shit right now.
Choking chickens?
Yeah, choking everybody.
You know what, dude? Also today in September 10th, 1846, this guy, Elias Howe, patented the sewing machine.
He did?
Yeah. What was the first thing he did?
What?
Pants. Sewed pants.
He sewed some pants?
Panned it with pants. It's fucking lame, but that's all I got. That's all I got. Those are my fun facts for the week. You got any more?
I think we should end the show with that shit right there.
We got the Italian to laugh. Nick.
Hey. Buonasera.
Fonzo, it's been an incredible show. Drew, anything you'd like to add to the show? He really does love us all. He will be the next mayor of Long Beach.
Vote for me.
Vote for Drew.
2030-ish, probably, let's say.
Drew, we love you, man. Thank you very much.
You guys are awesome.
You know what? Thank you for inviting us over here, man. This is really great because, in all honesty, this is your idea, dude. And we wouldn't have thought about this So thank you very much, man. Maximum respect. That's really cool you did that.
No worries. You guys have been a blast. And you guys ever want to come back? Round two? Let's do this.
And, you know, I do want to do a round two because...
We should probably bring a couple of girls, though, in that round.
Yeah. Just
throwing it out there. Ladies, listening to this show.
And I also feel like you only told us half of the story of that island.
Oh, I told you just a fraction of the gossip I know.
Drew, anything to declare?
Nope.
All right, on that.
I didn't do it.
He didn't do it. He only swung the oar. On that note, Fonz, I'd like to thank Drew. Thank you for coming on.
You guys come back in December, request me. I guarantee you we'll have a great time.
Pick Drew for your gondola getaway.
Pick Drew for your gondola getaway.
By the way, like I said,
Mayor.
I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, but we have two boats that we have that hold 14 people each.
And a keg.
I've seen some crazy shit on those boats. I've had bachelorette parties. I've had 14 40-year-old women that haven't seen each other in 10 years, and they out-partied any guy I've ever met.
Wow.
They flashed every house in the canals.
Sounds like a shoulder workout.
Dude, they didn't weigh too much, thank God. But I've seen it all on this boat. So if you think, oh, this gondolier hasn't seen it yet, request me. Let's go out and push me to the limit. Let's see.
Take him to the limit.
The limit. Take him to the limit. Really quick, really quick. One more thing. Drew, on social media, does Gondola Getaway or do you, Drew, how do people find
You
want to
find
place?
Us on Facebook. We are Gondola Getaway. Make sure... It's not Sunset Gondola or Newport Gondola or even Gondola of San Diego. We are Gondola Getaway. We are in Long Beach, California. We are the first one. I don't know if we have an Instagram, but if you do find us by hashtagging us, you'll definitely see tons of pictures from us. Come on out, you guys. We have the biggest fleet in the U.S. You want to find me? I'm on Instagram at DSaintMarie or the only Drew St. Marie on Facebook. So.
The only one, goddammit.
You're not going to find another. Add me. Let's do this. Let's party. Can't wait to meet you all.
Yes.
On that note, Fonz.
Hey, great times, man.
Good time. The gondolier number 29.
The gondolier number 29.
This is incredible.
The first gondolier number 29. Yes. There will be another.
All right. With that, everyone, it was an incredible journey. And you guys can't wait for the next show. Fonzo.
Good day. Good night. Whatever you're listening to.
And how do you say goodbye in Italian?
Ciao.
Ciao, everybody.